MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Sean Morrison. You find him at IG South Africa. Sean, appreciate the time I got you on to pick your brain because something which has me confused, and I thought you were the gent who could help. When we're looking at charts and we're looking at technical analysis, I'm a very simple oak when I do technical analysis anyway. But when they hit sort of all-time highs, and maybe we could even use it for multi-year highs, but all-time highs, gold, Nvidia, others out there, I just don't know how to do it anymore in terms of targets, in terms of where's this potentially going. I'm left completely floundering. Is there a trick that sort of rarefied air of new highs?
Hi, Simon. Thanks for having me. Always quite hard to explain the technicals and the charts via audio, but I'll do my best on that. Firstly, I agree with your approach there because it's a similar approach to me. It's just keeping things simple. So, you know, how far can something go? No one really knows. We're all trying to tell the future here, but we give ourselves a price expectation. You know, where could that price go? Mm-hmm. You know, with you trading or investing, give yourself some type of assumption as to where that market might go. For me, the simplest one, as we're moving into new high territory, just draw a trend line. And so instead of maybe drawing the trend line underneath the price, you know, matching all the lows, mm-hmm. I like to match the highs. So maybe it's trading in a channel or mm-hmm. just look at those significant highs and give yourself a relatively conservative target on the way up. It's not an exact science because depending on how quickly the price moves towards that level will slightly change, but it gives you that basic sort of expectation of where it could go. Other popular techniques, I think it depends on how the price is, you know, how it's moved into new high territory. Has it broken out of a sideways range or a consolidation? Mm-hmm. So when that price doesn't always trend, sometimes it moves it sideways and you can measure the height of that, take that height and then project it from the breakout to give yourself what you call a proportionate target. For those that are trading with technical analysis, they might look at things like triangles and look at that height of that triangle and project that same distance from that breakout area. And then another one, which is grown in popularity, also seen as maybe a bit of a more advanced technique, is looking at these Fibonacci type extensions. So looking at the price, looking, because the market doesn't move in a straight line, or sometimes it does seem to at the moment, but waiting for that first little pullback in price from a fresh high, see where that pullback ends, measure that with what we call a Fibonacci extension, and it projects percentage moves if those gains were to resume. So again, it's always uncharted territory is exactly that. So, but we just try to keep it simple. My preference there is just to draw a trend line, or if it's come from a consolidation, just to look for a proportionate move in direction.
I got you. Because there are some, Head and Shoulders or Inverse or something. You mentioned triangles. Yeah. They are nice. They give nice sort of levels. They can certainly work at the new highs. It also, I suppose, depends on your style of trading. I mean, I'm a momentum trader. I'm a very lazy trader. I typically don't so much worry about targets because I can be in a position for ages. And often I'm ungeared. I'm long gold. I have no gearing on it. I've got a miner, I've got some GLDs, in which case I just use a trailing stop and let that take me out, or a technical, you know, lower lows or something like that, which kind of means it's just blue sky until it's not.
Yeah, so I mean, those methods are, if we don't know how long that trend's going to be in place, so why not just lock in the profits, tighten that stop loss as the mm-hmm. market moves into new high territory? You know, I think if you are using technical analysis and trading, your belief is that markets do move in trends, and certainly a market that's making higher highs and higher lows is in an upward trend. Yeah. And we'd like to just stay in that direction and try to ride that out as long as possible. And trailing a stop loss, like you said, is a good way of doing that. You know, sometimes price will give you some clues, you know, give you a reversal signal, maybe an overbought signal, or, you know, the price will just give you this little change in direction, a bearish candlestick pattern. But for most part, we are just, we're working to, I think it's Newton's first law, an object in motion likes to stay in motion until acted upon by an external force. So
I'd never thought I'd use my standard eight science for my technical analysis, but yeah, I like that. And it does make sense when something's got momentum, don't stand in the way. So last question, I mentioned gold up front. We've pulled back a bit. The futures got above 2,800 last week. We're down around 2,750. What would be your target for gold? Or is this one of those that, how long's a piece of string? If you like gold and like the story, stay long.
Yeah, so I mean, gold is a perfect example. That trend is firmly up. We know markets don't move in a straight line. You know, it's been slightly off the highs, but you know, if we use some of those methods we mentioned earlier on, I've just got a long-term trend line just matching a whole of the highs. Gives me a more conservative target if we do resume some gains, sitting at about $2,840 per ounce. And then if you were to use that, you know, that Fibonacci extension type, I think there's a bit more of an aggressive target there, sitting at about 2,930. But I like to trade each level as it comes. So, you know, I'd go with that conservative target first, sitting at about 2,840.
I take your point. It's got to go through one to get to the other. We'll leave it there. Sean Morrison, IG South Africa. Always appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.